Welcome to Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality, a show designed to share spiritual insights with you so that you can comprehend the universe and how it functions. You are about to experience raised consciousness. This is a place where spiritual principles are shared with the goal of assisting you to expand your understanding of both the seen and unseen worlds. Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality helps you to discern the timeless truths handed down from wise sages through the ages from the airy-fairy nonsense that is being taught today. Now, here is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth.
Welcome to Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality, the radio show that disseminates esoteric knowledge and common sense spirituality. I'm Sharon Lynn Wyeth, creator of Namology Science, the ability to know all about of a person's personality and their soul's purpose simply from your name. Now, the beautiful inspirational music you just heard is part of Shine by Dee Lamour. You can hear all of her music and her songs on her website, dlamour.com. That's dlemor.com. And as you know, we always end our show with her fabulous song called Shine. And that's how we stop, because it's such an uplifting song. Now, our topic today is clearing physical and or emotional pain stored in the body and removing blocks from spiritual progress. Where is our pain stored? Is each painful experience stored, or do we only store the ones that we're not able to release? You know, and how do we deal with spiritual progress? How do we do that? What's getting in our way of being able to progress spiritually? Today's special guest is Sherry Anshara. Sherry Anshara is an international best-selling author, professional speaker, former radio host of Conscious Healing, and contributing writer to national and international publications on the subject of the Anshara method of accelerated healing and abundance and overall wellness. Now, Sherry utilizes her experience and expertise as a medical intuitive as the foundation of her groundbreaking work with cellular memory, which she calls the Anshara method. Now, through the Anshara method, you access your cellular memories, which hold the root causes of your symptoms, whether they be mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, or financial. Now, Sherry Anshara created these systematic processes so you can rid yourself of unwanted limitations, restrictions, negative thought patterns, and toxic behaviors. Sherry guides you to heal at the cellular level so you can enjoy health, wellness, and abundance in every area of your life. Sherry, welcome back to Luminescence. So wonderful to have you join me again.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here. And we just have the best connection.
Yes. Now, the book that you can buy as of the end of September, which is called Know the Name, Know the Health, Sherry was a huge contributor to this book. And so her name is down as a co-author. And because I'm really looking forward to that, it won't be quite ready, but it'll definitely come out clear in time for Christmas, not a problem, but you can start pre-ordering it as of the end of this month. So we're just waiting on the editor or the grammar queen, whatever, to get back, and then it has to be formatted, and that's where we are with the book. Okay, so our topic is clearing physical and or emotional pain and storing. So how do you clear physical and emotional pain that's stored in the body?
That's a great question, Sharon. The first thing is for people to not just understand, but comprehend that pain in the body is the body's attempt to get our attention. Because you have, say, knee pain. Your knee pain can't say to you, "Hello, you, I've got pain here, and this is the reason why." And you can't change the what of something, what the pain is about, until you get to the why. So that is actually how your cells and particles and molecules to the subatomic level are attempting, trying, which is trying to get your attention. But Sharon, what do we do when we get pain?
Oh, we try to mask it.
Yes. And ignore it and pretend it's not there. And then we take something. Now, I'm not against painkillers. Really, I'm not. But the more you take it, it just gets worse. So because I use the knees as an example, you know, people have to have knee replacements. The knees energetically and consciously, and they talk to each other, are connected to the shoulders. So when we have too much responsibility and we are holding people, we bend over. and it's connected to the knees, and then we're cut off at the knees. Or growing up, when someone says, you can't do this, you don't have what it takes, you're dumb, or whatever it is, you get cut off at the knees. So over the years, so the example is, when someone comes to me as a client, and they fill out my intake sheet, and it says this, 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 and this, and then I will ask them, well, when did it start? Oh, no, Sherry, I have been diagnosed with this, but when did it start? So diagnosis is when something really is at the forefront and the body can't take it, so somebody will go to the doctor or a naturopath, whatever it is, and then they're looking for an answer outside of themselves. But if they had paid attention to that pain, they could get the answers inside and not to have to spend a long time suffering.
Well, and don't the doctors pretty much prescribe pills, and doesn't that just mask what's going on instead of healing what's going on?
Absolutely, without question, because that's all they know to do, without judging them. And so this actually puts your own self-healing in your own hands. I mean, that makes more sense, doesn't it?
Well, I always think if you take responsibility or are able to respond whatever the pain is, you created it for a reason, whether it's conscious, subconscious, you know, whatever. You've created it, so you've actually got the solution if you just sit quietly with yourself and talk to your body.
Absolutely. And see, in order to have the solution, you must have the resolution. And the resolution means to resolve it. And when you get that answer at the core, at the origination point of the emotional and emotional-physical trauma or experience in the body opens up and it's called cellular memory, which is the perfection of you. The cellular memorization is that programming, is that making you wrong or bad, and that emotionality is connected to an experience or experiences in the past. And guess what one of the issues are? Can you believe it or not? We actually repeat those trauma dramas, and it's called, oops, I did it again.
You know, what always concerns me is how many people, hey, we're all guilty of this, you know, I don't claim innocence here either, is that we blame our illness or our accidents or something on something outside of us instead of saying, why in the world, and asking ourselves, would I have created this for myself? What was it that I wanted to learn or grow from?
Exactly. And here's the kicker. We have been brought up under this ridiculousness that we have to have lessons. Now, I'm not saying gaining knowledge isn't having a lesson, but how many times do we have to repeat the same lesson? So I call that lesson, less on, less on, less on, that turns into moron, moron, moron. A little wordology is your biology in there.
Yeah, I always liked that when you said that. I thought, yeah, none of us want to be called a moron either. You know, then we start feeling guilty for that which we've created. So let's say we're totally ignorant and an illness has come into the body or an injury or something else. What would be the first step to ask ourselves or to be able to start to handle healing this on our own?
Okay, first of all, what you can do is begin to talk to your body. I teach people how to talk to their body. But this is the key, Sharon. You've got to listen. Most people say, you know, well, I'm willing to hear. No, hearie, hearie is through the left computer brain. But you've got to be willing to listen to your real brain. That's your heart. And when you begin to be still and listen, that is how your body expresses the truth. May I share an experience?
Sure.
Okay, I created an accident, and I actually died. That's no biggie. But I had broken my neck, broken my back, smashed my head, brain out of place, which we didn't know. And so this is what happened. I am laying in this hospital, and I am quite spectacularly a mess. Oh, my God. I could have gotten an Academy Award for this mess I got myself into. But this is the brilliance of the body. I had to be quiet. I mean, there was nothing else I could do. So I'm laying in this hospital bed, and I'm looking at my arm, and this thought came in, not a thinky-thinky, but a clarity of thought. If I cut my arm, you know, whether I put antibiotics on it or not, it's going to heal. And it might heal naturally. It might heal naturally with a scar. What is that about? Why is there a scar sometimes, and why isn't? And why can the body do that? And I was very quiet, and two words popped into my head. This was in 1991. Cellular memory. Cellular memory? Cellular memory is who you are. It's the perfection of you. And then it was cellular memorization. That's your accident that you created. And it was amazing, Sharon, when I began to listen to the intelligence and intellect within my body. And way back then, the Anshara method began to be developed. Even before that, I called it quantum pathing, the quantum path I see within me. So that was my growth. But I had no idea in 1991, laying in that hospital, that those two words would change my life and the life of thousands of people over the 30 years I've been doing this.
So let's say that you create the space to listen to your body. What is that going to sound like? How are you going to know if you've heard your body or you're not just making it up?
Okay, I mean, that's a perfect question. How about we talk about the voices in our head? Don't we do that? Well, the voices in our left computer brain aren't even ours. And it could be your mother's or father's, a teacher, somebody, a victimizer, whatever. And there is a certain resonance. It's all about resonance. Frequency and vibration are byproducts. When you listen to your own voice, that is you. And you can't think it. You feel it. Feel it, and you know it's the truth.
Now, what about all those people that came in literally saying, I don't like these emotions. They just get in my way. I don't want to feel a thing. I just want to do what's right, according to what I understand is right, and not have these stupid emotions get in the way. So that comes down to, how do we monitor where it's okay to feel and not turn that feeling into an emotion?
Okay, to absolutely discern that there is a significant difference between feelings and emotions. Emotions are left brain driven. They're left brain driven. But feelings, you feel it. There's a sense to it, which actually is your intuition. And your intuition isn't booga booga, it isn't woo woo. Your intuition is, I teach this all the time. I mean, even to scientists, your intuition is your natural innate ability to discern what is correct or not correct. Not right or wrong, that's duality. But in emotions, it's all right or wrong, good or bad, high or low, whatever. But when you are in that feeling in your heart, that is a resonance that your intelligence and intellect in your body gets. It's like, oh yeah, I got it, I get it. You are actually getting your own self. And sometimes when that experience happens, I would say more times than not, that is what I call the aha moment. Aha, I got it. No, I got me.
You make it sound really easy, and yet my left brain is saying it sounds easy, but it could be complicated. So if somebody's stuck in their left brain, and I could tell you what letters those are, what would make it easier for them to recognize their own feelings since they've gotten in the habit of burying them for so long?
Okay, so I have a technique that I use to access the technology within your body, actually technology, and you can do this. You actually take a hand, whether it's your right hand or left hand, it doesn't matter, and you put it up to your face, and you put your thumb down the side of your nose, and you cup your face, and your chin is on the resting on the bottom of your hand, part of the way, and you're cupping your face. You know, like you're putting someone's hands on your face, except that you're doing it on the opposite side. So you're actually crossing your hands over, and you are cradling your face, because your chin in the old seven chakra system is your solar plexus. Your jaws are your hips, your creative chakra. And your first chakra of belief systems in the old duality system of the seven chakras are your sinuses. So what you're doing when you cross over your hands and you just relax your hands on your chest, not tight, and you close your eyes and you breathe in through your nose and out through gently, don't have to do it hard, there's nothing, and you can sit in a chair or lay there, whatever it is, in a comfortable position, and guess what happens? This amazing experience. Your left brain starts connecting with your right brain, and your heart, which is your real brain, begins to be accessible now, and not just the left computer brain. And then eventually your arms will go down, and you will feel very connected to yourself, very willing. You can't be ready, got to be willing and open. And here's the practical side of this, Sharon. I'm not the best morning person, and I will go to a meeting in the morning. I have actually sat in my car and done this. So when I got into the meeting, I was fully present. I wasn't discombobulated. I was centered in self and ready to go. And sometimes, I mean, I can't imagine, when we get in bed and we start thinking in that left computer brain, we can't go to sleep. This is a perfect technique. And I will lay in my bed flat, you know, just totally flat, and check, is my right shoulder up or left shoulder? Am I just, and I will actually assess my body to get it straight, anatomically correct. Then I put my hands on the opposite side of my face, relax my arms on my chest, breathe in deep, blow it out. Doesn't have to be hard. And the next thing you know, I will feel so relaxed, so balanced, and my thinky brain stops thinking and gets connected to the right brain. My heart takes over, and I just relax, roll over, and go to sleep. It's that simple.
It does sound simple. So, and I'm going to challenge everybody to attempt to do that, or do that to the best of your ability, and watch what happens when you're going to bed tonight. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about different places that pain gets stored in the body. Stay tuned.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Mark Twain said the two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. The why is hidden in your name. Sharon Lynn Wyeth has created a scientific way of deciphering your name to reveal your contract for this lifetime. and your name even specifies the seven areas that are subsets of your soul's overall goal. Your name identifies who you are to both yourself and others. What does your name say about you? Contact Sharon Lynn Wyatt at info@knowthename.com for your stunning name review.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back to Luminescence, Common Sense Spirituality. You are with Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and our special guest today is Sherry Anshara, and we're talking about healing the body from within. So how does the body know, or how would we know, what pain gets stored where, and what does it mean?
Okay, pain, again, is the body's attempt to get our attention. So neck pain, emotionally, which we addressed in your wondrous book, is that when we can't speak our truth, and it bottles up and bottles up and bottles up. So again, when someone fills out an intake sheet and they say they've been diagnosed with pain or whatever that is, it's when did it start, that diagnosis. So for instance, as an example, Sharon, arthritis is rigid belief systems. Can you imagine anybody having rigid belief systems?
Oh no, especially in this age.
And where do rigid belief systems, I'm not making fun or laughing, it's painful. So arthritis, guess what happens? A lot of people get arthritis in their hands, and they all get gnarly. And you know what that really is? A retraction of the heart. That they are so retracted in their heart that energy pulls up, and it can't move. It's rigid belief systems. Another is and the idea of carpal tunnel syndrome. That could be a prelude. I love that they invented the idea of, you know, fibromyalgia. That is rigid belief systems that has set in motion in different parts of the body. So because of that emotionality that someone is not addressing in the tissues, addressing the issues in the tissues, that is really what healing is, addressing the issues in the tissues, the cells, the particles, the subatomic level of you. And the more that we ignore it, not that anybody would ignore it, right? Let's ignore the pain. Let's take a pain pill. And then it builds up in those physical molecules of emotion, which are viscous, knotty, gelatinous, goopy, sticky, icky, mucousy, snotty, that builds up in the cells, particles, molecules, subatomic level, and it takes up room in a group of cells that become tissues, that become muscular, that become bones, that become all of that, and that is the core of the pain, whatever the diagnosis is. Diagnosis.
You know, you are just amazing with your words and how you pull them apart. I mean, it's just to see what they're really saying. It always just amazes me talking with you that you're so able to do that. And it seems so natural for you. And it's really encouraging us to look at the words that we're saying and what their sounds really are and what we're creating when we're saying those words.
Absolutely. Wordology is your biology. But where are the words coming from? See, we have been so programmed that healing comes from outside of you. It does not. It comes from within. So you will love this. When someone comes to me and says, Sherry, can you heal me? You know what I say? No. And they'll say, can you fix me? No. Do I look like a tube of crazy glue? Nope. I use another word with it, but I can't say it over the air. But
you know, you do a fabulous job of holding the space for somebody to go ahead and heal themselves. And you can actually hear when you're on your table getting a session with you, you can actually hear the energy moving, which to me is just incredible.
Yeah, you know what? That's a fact. I have a new client who is a physician, and she is absolutely blown away by it. And in a session today we actually did, it sounded like someone was breaking up my room. She goes, what is that? I get an example. So we can't see the wind, so we're told, but we see the result. Is it a cool breeze or is it a tornado? Well, actually, I can see the wind. And what that is that expulsion of physical energy that is not invisible, but we've been taught that it is, and it's snotty, gelatinous, goopy, sticky, icky, and it hits the walls, it hits the ceilings. And she said, was that me? I said, yes, and I will explain it into a really great way that one of my clients said, not this doctor, but my client said, Sherry, you talk about it being icky and sticky. She said, I think my body just farted.
In a different way than normal.
Yes. And I said, yes, and on my walls, but I'm going to make sure I clear that out of there. But isn't that funny?
Oh, that is. But, you know, when you're on your table, you can actually feel the energy going through. It always amazes me when you say, let me know when you feel whatever it is. And I think, oh yeah, we're going to be here all hour just waiting for me to feel that one. And it takes like almost no time. And then you can literally, even the non-believing part of us can actually feel that energy moving through our body.
Yes. And you feel it. You can't think it. You cannot think it. Thinky, thinky. You actually feel it. And that's what this doctor said. Why aren't you teaching this to everybody? I go, I'm working on it. But the fact is, if we knew that as a child, we don't have to go through life being sick. We don't. We can even override the junk DNA. We can do that. We can override those belief systems that say, my family has it, so I'm going to get it. No, your family are different individuals. And you know what they'll say to me, no, Sherry, they're not individual. Yes, they are. Is your brother or sister the same as you? Did you not come in at a different timeline? You know, I use this as an explanation. My mother had three children. I call them the pod. And 9 years later, I came along. Don't tell me we had similarities. Yes, maybe the way we look, but not really. But we are all individuals, everyone. We are not the same. We are not. That's why I teach allness. That's why I have to put the plug in here. I don't care for oneness because oneness says we're all the same, and that's not the truth. So let's apply the allness, Sharon, to the body. All of your cells are not the same, really, because, you know, your heart cells know to be heart cells, and your, you know, belly button cells know to be a belly button, or otherwise you'd have a belly button in the middle of your nose. So that is the intelligence and intellect, and when you connect to that and that pain, the body will tell you physically, emotionally, and emotionally, physically, why it is you are in the pain. But here's one of the duality programs. I have to suffer. Why?
Yeah, I never understood that word.
Me either.
You know, but it's interesting in the word suffer is if you're looking at the individual letters, it literally half of that word is saying this is a lie.
Yes. And then it comes into suffocation. Suffocate yourself. Take your breath away. Take your life away at your ion level. Ion, I-O-N means I'm on. Ion means cellular. So depression, exasperation, irritation, manifestation all happens from your ion or cellular level. And sometimes people will say, what was I thinking? That's your problem. You were thinking.
Okay. So how do we help ourselves when, let's say, we've, for some reason, for whatever we got or contracted that is so nasty and horrific that we say, no, we would never do this to ourselves. So how do we get over that denial and able to heal ourselves and have that belief?
When you become, and I say this a million times everywhere I'm interviewed, Neo. Neo is the key, non-emotional observer. But guess who you have to observe? Yourself. When you begin to observe your own profiles and your behaviors and your patterns and the role that you've put yourself into, it is quite amazing and exhilarating when you are Neo, non-emotional observer, and you observe yourself. That's how you can realize with real eyes how you got into that situation. Sit you at your ion level that turned out to be a predicament or an illness or a dysfunction or a disease or a label that something is wrong with you.
Okay, so I want to touch on a touchy subject. Okay. Yeah. There's a lot of people I have been reading in different papers and whatnot that there seems to be a lot of people that have vaccine regret. Excuse me. That they've taken, whether you call it a vaccine or a jab, and I don't want to get into semantics on that one, but let's say they went down and they thought, for the good of all of my neighbors and everybody around me, I am taking this so that everybody feels safe around me. It just like whatever altruistic reason somebody had to take this jab or shot. And now let's say that they're finding out that maybe there's some side effects that are affecting them that are not pleasant and they didn't know about, and now they have this regret that they decided to do this, even though they had the best of intentions for their reason. How do they mitigate whatever is going on in their physicality because of this jab with whatever was in it? Because who knows?
You know what? I'm telling you, that is a critical, critical question that you just asked. And it's multiplicity and multi-layered. I will tell you, one of my client's daughters, unbeknownst to her, at 22 years old, got the shot, and she hasn't had a period because that is part of it. I'm not going to right or wrong. What I have been doing in my facilitation for my clients is I have been assisting them to get the chemicals out of their bodies, including a physician who a week later walked in and quit her job at the hospital. I'm not going to say a word is in the United States. It's not here in Arizona. Because what that is just doing is destroying the natural immune system and whatever type it is. And when that is being expelled from the body, from those that had regrets, called me up, and it depends on the length of the time, how much more difficult or easier it is to get out. They come out with this horrific smell. I'm not going to name names, but the one that starts with an M smells the worst. And they can taste it. It's not body odor. It's not anything. It's the chemicals coming out of their body, Sharon. It's quite devastating. I have a client that is in a position that had to get the shot, 74, did a session before, and one immediately after, I mean immediately, drove whatever it was where she had to be because that was part of what they said she had to be. She is 74. She is the only one in her office from 20-year-olds up to her age that did not get sick and did not miss work. She is the only one because we purged it out immediately. So for those that have regrets, there is a possibility of getting that out depending how long the time frame is. But these shots are designed. I work with many doctors that would not do that, and it's very challenging for them. It is destroying your body. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to write it or wrong it. You have to discern what is the truth for you. And if anybody is being altruistic, let's go back to Germany. And weren't the Nazis altruistic in their idea? And I'm going to point this out to you in a kind, loving way. If I'm a Nazi and I kill Jews, is that good? I teach this in class. Is that good? And people say, no, yes, it is. If you're a Nazi and you kill Jews, that's good. But to Jews, that's not so good. Or if I am a Bolshevik and I kill a peasant, is that good? If I'm a Maoist and I kill somebody that was, quote, an intellectual, is that good? In duality, they will say, yes, it is. You have to discern, Sharon, and I know you have, and anybody listening, and everybody listening, you must discern what is your truth. Get out of line. I'm getting ready to publish a new book. It's called Busting Out of the Matrix, and one of the chapters is Get Out of Line. Just saying.
You know, this is such a divisive thing that is happening, I want to say, in our society. And I feel for both sides. I feel for all the various reasons I've heard why people have and have not taken this jab. And my real concern is that so many people took it with good faith, with trust in that this would be of benefit, and therefore they're protecting, you know, doing their part to protect everybody else around them. And then as more and more comes out, you know, it's hard to admit, very hard to admit, well, maybe this wasn't the right thing for me to do. Maybe it wasn't right for my body. And other people are saying, hey, I'm okay. It doesn't seem to affect me. But you don't know that.
That's the problem. You don't know that cancer is affecting you when something happened to you at 2 years old or in the womb. May I use an example?
You know what? Let's do that example. Hold on to it right after this break. Stay tuned.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Vox Novus, the new voice. Vox Novus, the new dimension. Vox Novus, thought and movement leaders who will share from their experience and offer tools to help us navigate our rapidly changing world. My name is Victor Furman. Join me every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio for Vox Novus, the new voice.
Are you feeling lost, confused, absolutely clueless? No way out, over, under, or through? Then it's time to have the Light Keepers, through their conduit, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, guide you by shining their light, illuminating the right path for you. Let Sharon share the wisdom of the ancient masters to guide you on what is coming next for you and to show you the silver lining in your current circumstances. Contact Sharon Lynn Wyeth at info@knowthename.com for a joyful, info-packed Lightkeepers session.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back to Luminescence, Common Sense Spirituality. I'm your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and our special guest today is Sherry Anshara, a medical intuitive. And right before the break, Sherry, you were going to tell us about an example of what if we don't know what's harming us? How can we tell? Go ahead with your example.
Okay. First of all, you can muscle test. And I'm not talking about with your arm. Put something up to your chest and say, is this for me? You go forward, yes, go back. That takes a while to perfect that, or not. It's up to you. But this is an example of what happens within the body. This is not about a shock. This is about an experience, and I might have shared this before, but it's very powerful. I wrote an article for a very famous baby doctor, globally known, has delivered poor babies, wealthy babies, movie star babies, whatever. And I wrote this article, Baby's First Connection. This woman, and I'm quoting her, spent over $200,000 over the years that she was afraid of needles, And there's a point to this. And so they did all kinds of head therapy. They gave her shock treatment. They put her in a nut house. They gave her drugs. They did everything, and they finally just said, look, lady, you're crazy. No. One of her friends recommended within 10 minutes or less, I have a book on my website, Getting Your Answers in 10 Minutes, we discovered that when she was in the womb in the 50s, her mother tried to abort her with knitting needles. That is how smart the body is. And her body, after all these years, after all that torture, but that experience in the womb affected, affected, and infected her life. Now, let's put a substance in your body, whatever age or stage is, and it is not conducive for the health of your body. What is it going to do? Is it going to take 50 years? Is it going to take 2 weeks? Is it going to take 3 months? We will go to this young woman. She had this, I don't know, 6 months ago, 8 months ago, and she hasn't had a period. And part of the ramifications and the research that I have been reading is it creates being sterile. This is a young woman who someday would like to have children. Why did it stop her menses? Why did it stop her period? So you can't change the what of something until you get into the why. And you have to ask your body clearly, not with your left computer brain, is this correct for me or not? Is this correct for me, not right or wrong? And if your body has a revulsion, whatever it is, don't take it. Do not take it. So I'm going to lighten up the load here. You know, we create everything in our lives. Everything. And we create experiences, we create relationships, we create businesses, we create wealth, we create being poor, we even create a fart. And people said, what? So you say to yourself, if I eat this, I'm going to get gas, and you just created a fart. So the power is within you. What you do in your life is how, what, where, why, and whom, and whatever you create, it's you. When you recognize that and you step into your power, I have a book, Take Back Your Power, You Becoming You. It's a guideline. It's like, I'm not saying it's a Bible, but it's a bibliography for you of taking back your power. And when you get into your power, there is no one, there is not a system that can take your power away. And that includes getting a jab when it isn't for you. I love assisting people. This is not bragging, but in the last 6 weeks, I don't like to say this, but I actually did save 2 people's lives. And I had before, I always say I just interrupted their death. But this is for real. Even working with the allopathic doctors, and they said, if it wasn't for you, this person or this other person would be dead. But guess what? They got to their truth, and that was the turnaround. Your body knows what is significantly significant to it, whether it's a chemical, whether it's a relationship, whether it's an experience. You did not come to this planet, contrary to popular belief system of duality, that you came here to learn a lesson. No, you came here to create your life consciously and create what you're choosing to create consciously for the experiences. And it's not forever. They are increments of space called time in which to create. But what happens when you get sick by somebody else's standards? by somebody else's standards. We are not all the same. That is the uniqueness of the allness of each of you. And I don't care how much somebody preaches or demands. I know who I am, and I know what jabs I'm going to take or not, and I'm not taking any jabs. And that's, I'm just saying.
Because it's not right for you, and you understand that when you test it with your body.
Totally. It's not correct for me. It is not correct.
Correct.
It's not right or wrong.
Wrong.
It is not correct. That's wordology.
You know, it's a wonderful reminder that we're not to use words of duality when we can use neutral words, because that always assists us. So, everybody, if you want to get a hold of Sherry, and I've been negligent in saying this throughout the program, but you know it's always on my website, how to get a hold of them, or you can always write me at info@knowthename.com. Sherry Anshar's website is her name, and it's Sherry, and then her last name is Anshara. So it's sherryanshara.com. Sherry, when you are working with somebody, who decides what's going to get healed or what's going to get moved? Do you tune into the body and say, oh, we need to do this? Or does the person come up with it from listening to their own body?
Well, it's a combination. As a, quote, medical intuitive, I have the ability to see inside people's bodies. I actually have that ability. Isn't that cool?
It's very cool.
And so I am a guide. But what I ask them first is, we could start with the pain, because we talked about pain today. And I ask them, give me a description. And they'll say, well, no one's ever asked me that before. What is the description of your pain? And they will tell me it's thick or dark or sticky or icky. And where is it in the body? And then we create that space as NEO, non-emotional observer. And guess what happens? The information comes up. And they are able to define when that experience, you know, our left brain isn't even developed fully as a half-assed brain. Sorry about that. Until you're 25. We're not operating on all cylinders. Try to drive a car that isn't operating on all cylinders or whatever that is. It's not working. And so we are able, you know, through the Anshara method that I developed, is to access that information, whether I'm working on the phone, whether they are working in person, whether it's on Zoom. That is how smart the body is, Sharon, and that is the gift of the Anshara method of accelerated healing abundance, aha, is to be able to listen to the body and then discern what is correct so that you can make conscious choices instead of emotional decisions made by someone outside of you. The emotional decision is you have to take the jab, or you have to do it this way, or you have to do it that way. No, you are now discerning what is correct for you, and you make a conscious choice. It doesn't mean you can't change it, but when you get stuck in a decision, that is the basis in the emotionality of the origination point and the beginning of a disease, dis-ease, dysfunction, or whatever it is in the body, is falling in to a decision made for you. And a simple example, when I was a kid, this has nothing to do with now, nothing to do, I could not digest milk. But back in my day, you had to, because the pyramid from the government says you have to have milk. And you have to eat meat. I could never digest it. And it would make me sick. It would make me sick. But my mother, bless her, and she would say, but the government says, does that give you a clue? Does the government says, and then I'd get jabbed by milk and meat, and it would make me sick. Fish I could eat all day long. Got it?
Okay. So if you're really conscious, okay, and you choose to take this shot, because you think for some reason that's going to help protect everybody around you and everything else, and that's honestly a belief system, then could your own belief system also say, and I shall have no reaction to this, and it will just pass through me that which is not appropriate for me. Is that also possible?
But are you doing it through your left computer brain or through the intelligence and intellect of your body?
Don't know.
Yeah, but I do know. I discern what is correct for me or not, and I don't do it through my left computer brain. However, I told you I had an accident, and my brain was out of place, which we didn't know at the time. I was actually studied in 2002, I believe, at the University of Arizona, and they came up and said, geez, you're a genius. And I said, thank you for cooperating cellular memory. My brain's out of place. And they laughed. And that's a fact. So how did I heal my body from that accident? By the pure, clear cellular memory. And those two words came into me while I was laying in the hospital. And guess what I did? I was in Connecticut. I lived in Michigan. So I called a cab, took it to Hartford, Connecticut, and flew home. And they said, we're not ready to release you. I said, no, I'm done. I'm going home. And they said, well, you can't. I said, yes, I'm checking myself out. And I did. And they said, here, take these drugs to take on the, you know, the plane or whatever. I said, thanks, I'll take them, but I'm not taking them. I'll take the pills, but I'm not taking them. Got it?
I think it's fascinating that you created that experience for yourself so that you could have your aha moment.
Yeah, and exactly. And that's what I do, Sharon, is assist people to have a lot of aha moments.
Aha moments. Time always goes so fast when you're here with me, Sherry. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, this is always an exciting time with the different people coming on this show and their perspectives. And I always think it's important to listen and then decide for yourself. And I love Sherry's point of view. She always causes me to think. So thank you for coming on here, Sherry. Next week, we have on our show a special guest, and that guest is going to be Carol Ann Liarios. Now, Carol Ann has been a psychic and an intuitive for over 50 years working. I had to book her literally like 5 months in advance and able to get her time to be on the show where she wasn't already in demand, traveling someplace and giving lessons and classes. So please make sure you tune in again next week for Carol Ann Liarios, and that will be an exciting show too, just like this one was. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth signing off.
And all that she knew.